What are the best tax resources, like legislation, guidance, and case law, that you can use for free to find the answer to any tax question and do tax research? This is what you'll find out from this episode. You're listening to episode 80 of the Tax Professionals Podcast, helping tax professionals to progress, develop, and improve your tax careers.
Welcome to the Tax Professionals Podcast, the podcast dedicated to helping you improve your tax career. Here's your host, Jack Bonehill.
Hi everyone, and welcome to this episode. It's been a while since I've done a solo episode, one without a guest, and I always get worried that I've not got enough guests, so as always, I've booked loads in, and then I don't want to keep them waiting too long before the episode goes live, so this is the first one, first solo episode we've had in a long time. But my aim is to do one solo episode, roughly one for every two guest episodes. Back in my first tax role, about 3 months in, I'm sat in the tax partner's office, which feels like a privilege, but also is a bit nerve-wracking. I don't know what they want. They tell me that we're helping a client with a HMRC inquiry, but the HMRC are being unreasonable. HMRC want to plug a USB into our client's computer and extract whatever data HMRC wants. Partner is adamant that they can't do this, and they want to argue this with HMRC. To help, the partner wants me to do some case law research. I don't really know what case law is. Is it law based on cases? What does that even mean? What cases? How is it different to other law? I don't know the answer to any. But I don't want to seem like an idiot, so I don't ask the tax partner. I go to my computer and start doing Google searches for case law on this topic, just like any 21-year-old would, I'm sure. And every time I find something that seems to be useful, it's behind a paywall, and we don't have any membership for any of these, no subscriptions. I spent about 3 hours looking for case law, and I don't have much to show for it. Trusty Google is letting me down. In the end, I end up getting a free trial subscription to a platform which makes the task easy and quick, and from my research, I get a better idea of what case law is, and I will get an even better understanding when I do my law CBE. Having the right resource here was key. It saved a lot of time and frustration, and it meant I knew I was completely sure I'd covered all bases, something I wouldn't have had from just Google searches. And as I have found out, knowing of a good resource to refer to makes tax research so much easier and better quality. But no one ever told me about all the great free available resources. I largely found them out myself through doing research, and it would have made my life so much easier if someone had just told me about all of them. Even more so my first tax job where we had limited, paid for resources. So, I want to share with you from my personal experience what the best tax resources are out there that you can use when doing research or finding the answer to any tax question. For those of you wondering, HMRC conceded, so we won. I'll give a few tips about how you can use the resources in the episode, but the focus is on the resources themselves. If you really want to ace using these resources, then take a look at my Tax Research Masterclass. It is to teach you how to do quality tax research and find the answer to any tax question. The next one is in September this year. Head on over to thetaxprofessionalspodcast.com/masterclasses for more details and for how to enrol. But send me a message if you'd like to enrol numerous people, as I can make this much simpler than going through the website. There are some other podcast episodes too relating to tax research, so I'll put a link to those episodes in the show notes to this episode. Rough timings for each section, along with links mentioned throughout, can be found in the show notes for this episode at thetaxprofessionalspodcast.com/TTPP80. That's thetaxprofessionalspodcast.com/TTPP80. And the link to the show notes is the only link you need to remember, because all links mentioned throughout the episode will be included in the show notes. If, like me, you're interested in knowing what you're worth in terms of salary, then get in touch with James from the Tax Recruitment Company to benchmark what you're currently on. From his interaction with many different businesses and tax professionals, he has current knowledge of salary rates, base and experience and specialism. Speaking with James could help you to negotiate a pay rise or determine it's time to find a new role. Contact details for James can be found in the show notes for this episode at thetaxprofessionalspodcast.com/TTPP80, or you can book a chat with him by heading on over to thetaxprofessionalspodcast.com/salary chat. So get in touch with James to benchmark your salary or to discuss potentially available roles, particularly if you work in corporation tax, as he's currently recruiting for many roles in this area. Without further ado, let's get to the episode. So I just want to start off by giving you some generic tips that will apply to pretty much all, if not all, of the resources that I'm going to talk about in the rest of the episode. So the first thing I want to mention is something called Google operators. If you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you'd have already heard me speak about these, and it's just a way that you can use Google to do much more specific and relevant searches that you get better results from Google. You can do things like make Google only search on a particular website. You can make it search for only specific terms. So if you wanted to search for car benefit, you can make it search for just pages that have car benefit in that order. So there's loads of great things that you can do with Google operators. I'm not going to go in detail of how to use them in this episode, but you can easily do a quick Google search to find them. I've also mentioned them and talked about them in previous podcast episodes, which I'll link to in the show notes. And I've also done a brief YouTube video too, which is just an extract from a previous tax research masterclass that I delivered, which shows you how to use some of the key Google operators. So yeah, make sure you understand and learn how to use Google operators, because it will just make finding information much easier, whether or not you're using these resources or whether or not you're just using Google to do more general searches. With each of the resources that I'm about to mention, find out the ones that will be relevant to you for the area of tax that you work in, and then just have a bit of a play, a bit of a mess with each one so that you can kind of understand what information is in there, how they're structured, what they look like, because then when you actually need to use them on the job, you'll have an idea of which resource to go to first, rather than just start with generic Google searches. It'll make it easier to use, make it quicker to use. Just have a mess. It's a good way to figure out what's out there and what would be helpful when you're doing research. And the last generic tip that I want to mention is you can use the find functionality of your website browser. On a PC, Microsoft PC, you can hold down CTRL and then press F, and that will open up the function so you can search for specific words. So if you've got a massive web page and you want to find something in particular, let's say again car benefits, you could do hold down CTRL then press F, the little function box will pop up and you just type in car benefit, and then you can search the whole web page then for car benefit, and it'll take you straight to the places that it talks about it, and it'll tell you how many times it's mentioned on the web page too. All those three things will help you to use the resources that follow much better and get more out of them than if you didn't. Just got to talk about the resources, the free resources that are available for using tax legislation. So there is a website here in the UK, legislation.gov.uk, and you can see all the legislation in the UK through that website. It has a pretty good search function too. So you can search things like the word tax, and then it will bring up all the legislation that has the word tax in the title, for example. It's a really good resource overall. When I first started working in tax, though, it always used to be out of date, like years out of date. So where there's been like changes to an act, it hadn't updated to do that. It told you that it was out of date, and it told you where to find like the information that like amended that legislation. But it was really hard to use because it would say things like, oh, you need to replace subsection one with this new word in, and you need to insert subsection 1A that says this. It just used to be really complicated to use. But at least for the legislation that I use on my job, it's now up to date. I haven't seen it out of date for a long time now, so it's much better to use. But whatever the case is, make sure that you use the correct version, the most up-to-date version, if you're obviously advising within the current tax year. And so when you go into the website, you can make sure that you can actually look at like the original version that existed before there's been any changes, and you can look at the most up-to-date version too. So just make sure that you're using the right version. In most cases too, on the legislation website and you're within a piece of legislation, you'll be able to find the explanatory notes, which essentially are explanations for each bit of that piece of legislation. So each section usually has like an explanation note that sits with it, but it's on in a separate document, and that can just help you with interpretation of the legislation too. And it also helps you sometimes to get into the head of what did they intend when they created the legislation, and that can just help you to understand it. Other thing with the legislation website is you can actually use it to tell you like which part of the UK that legislation is active for. So sometimes legislation might only be relevant to Scotland or Wales, and you can actually do searches that you can search just for legislation, say in the UK as a whole, that applies to the whole thing, that's just in Wales or just in Scotland. You just have to use this thing called an advanced search option, which is on the homepage of that website, and then you have to go to geographical extent and you can search them along that. If you search through that NIA, when you then go into the legislation, it will tell you what parts of the UK it applies to, and if say one section applies to the whole of the UK and one section only applies to Scotland, then it will tell you that too when you're within it. So just make sure as well too that you're using the right legislation for the area of the world that you're working with, or the area of the UK anyway. And before you use legislation, make sure that you understand the difference between primary and secondary legislation, because if you don't, you will find it much more difficult to find the legislation that you need for particular circumstances. I mean, in a very, very brief, primary legislation is essentially acts in the UK. So they've had to go through Parliament and get approved and gone through a bunch of different layers from where they started as a bill, and then they get turned into an act when they get what's called royal assent. Primary legislation, at least in my way of thinking about it, usually sets out like the high level rules, like, oh, this thing is taxable and this is the rate that applies. Whereas secondary legislation, which in pretty much all cases for us in tax is regulations, will then tell you like how you report to HMRC or what information you need to give HMRC about it so they can be sure you've calculated the right amount. So that's secondary legislation. So make sure you know the difference between the two. You will learn that in your law CBE if you haven't done it already. And if you've already done your law CBE and you don't know what they are, go back and have a look at your materials, because it's important that you know the difference. HMRC guidance then. So there's a lot of HMRC guidance out there, some of which is really good and some of which I would certainly stay away from. HMRC has a list of manuals that essentially are what the HMRC officers refer to when they're doing work. They're usually technical. They'll cover like employment taxes, for example. There's an employment income manual, and if you go in there, it covers everything that relates to employment taxes. But you can actually go onto like the HMRC website and get a full list of the manuals. If you just type in HMRC manuals onto Google, you'll get a list of all the manuals. As well as technical guidance, you also have some ones that tell you how HMRC should adapt to certain circumstances. So, for example, there's a manual for dealing with HMRC inquiries. I'm pretty sure it's the compliance operational handbook that tells you how HMRC should operate inquiries. And so then when you're dealing with an inquiry, that could be quite useful. For example, I refer to it a lot. So I suggest you have a look at the list of all the manuals, find out which ones are relevant to your role, and just have a brief look inside of them so that you can see what's included within each of them. So for me, I have the employment income manual, I have the pay as you earn, I think it's called the pay as you earn manual, but if not, there's one that's essentially that, might not be that by name. There's a national insurance manual, which I use, a national minimum wage manual, which I use. So there's loads basically, but there's also ones that say outside of like employment tax knowledge, they will be relevant to like the compliance operational handbook, like the compliance handbook if you work in personal tax. So yeah, have a look and see which ones are relevant to you. Outside of manuals, there's a lot of other guidance too. So for VAT, for example, you have VAT notices, which I'm sure every VAT advisor refers to a lot. Whenever I do something that's got a bit of VAT involved, even though I refer to colleagues, I will go there too to have a look at those. And if you go onto the HMRC website, actually, so if you just type in onto Google HMRC website, you get onto their homepage, there's a section called Documents. And then under that section, there's something called Guidance and Regulation. And then you can click something called See All Guidance and Regulation. And if you go into there, you can do a search and it will list all the HMRC guidance that's relevant to that search. There's like for manuals, there's that list, which is helpful. But for all the other guidance, of which there's a lot, there's no easy way to search for it apart from going where I've just said on the HMRC website, the See All Guidance and Regulation section. You can then do a search, and there's lots of good guidance outside the HMRC manual, so don't think that's the only place that you should go. For me, in employment taxes, again, there's something called CIS 340, I'm pretty sure, with a number, but that covers the construction industry scheme. There's national minimum wage guidance out there. There's CWG2, which is payroll guidance. So there's loads of extra stuff outside of HMRC manuals. Again, I would have a little look just so you can get a feel for what it's like to use the search function and what might exist for different areas. But when you're actually doing research itself, obviously you can go to the search function and search for what it is that you're looking for. The guidance I would stay away from is the generic gov.uk guidance, which is like really oversimplified to the extent it's actually wrong in some cases. About 3 weeks ago, I read something in the Tax Advisor magazine, and it was an example where the guidance was so oversimplified, relating to inheritance tax, I think. Oversimplified so much that it was wrong, and someone, I think it was a CIOT committee, went to HMRC to tell them that it was wrong, and HMRC essentially turned around and goes, oh, but we don't really care because there's only a few cases where the exception you're talking about would apply, and it's right in the most cases. And obviously, as an advisor, we need to be right in all cases, not most cases. So stay away from the genericgov.uk guidance is my advice, or at least take it with a pinch of salt. Just a reminder, to benchmark your salary, find out what you're worth, or to discuss available tax roles, get in contact with James at the Tax Recruitment Company. His contact details can be found in the show notes for this episode at thetaxprofessionalspodcast.com/TTPP80 or by heading on over to thetaxprofessionalspodcast.com/salary chat. And also just a reminder that if you want to, A, to be able to use these resources and just get better at tax research generally, then take a look at my Tax Research Masterclass by heading on over to thetaxprofessionalspodcast.com/masterclasses. Link in the show notes. Case law, then. So this is probably where the free stuff is the worst, if I'm honest. But if you haven't got access to paid for resources, then these are a good place for you to go. There's a website called Bailey, a free website, and covers a lot of case law. I'm not sure if it has all case law on there, but it definitely has a lot. I don't find the search function good on Bailey, so I use Google operators to search for things within Bailey when I am using it. So you can use that. The First Tier Tribunal website, decisions of the First Tier Tax Tribunal. If you type that into Google, you'll come up with a page where you can search for all cases that come from the First Tier Tribunal. Obviously, there were tax cases. It never used to be the First Tier Tribunal. So any cases that come out before, like the first port of call for a tax dispute was the First Tier Tribunal. It won't come up there. You'll need to go to somewhere else. I'm not even sure if it'd be covered on Bailey or whatever, but obviously when you kind of know what year you're looking at, you can go and search for it through Bailey or through some other source. For the upper tier tribunal, you have the Tax and Chancery Tribunal decisions. If you type that into Google, again, you'll come up with a page that allows you to see and search all the upper tier tribunal decisions. If it's a Court of Appeal case, then you can go onto the Bailey website. Well, again, if you type in the Court of Appeal, Civil Division, decisions of the court, then it will take you to the Court of Appeal website, but the link actually on the Court of Appeal website takes you to Bailey. So all the Court of Appeal decisions are on there. Then Supreme Court, again, if you go on the Supreme Court's website and look for decided cases, so Google Supreme Court decided cases, you'll go into a site that allows you to search all the Supreme Court decided cases. But just a note, not all cases are published. I'm not exactly sure what the rule is around when they are and when they aren't published, but some are not published. So just bear in mind that because you can't find a case in something particularly, doesn't mean there's never been a case in it. HMRC might be aware of it. The taxpayer that was involved will be aware of it, but it won't be available to the general public necessarily. In terms of other guidance, then, there are some places that you can go to. I, generally speaking, would only really ever use Ross Martin on some occasions. I used to find that good when I didn't have any paid for resources at my first employer. Ross Martin's good for like high level summaries. You can pay to upgrade and get access to better and more things, but I've only ever used the free version there. And it's helpful for like high level basic things. So if you need like tax rates or just some basic information, Ross Martin can be good. It usually comes up anyway when you're just doing Google searches, Ross Martin does. But the other places you can look at are the COT and the ATT websites, where there is like information on a topic on there. Generally speaking, it's very good information. The only downside to both those websites is they don't cover everything, but stuff on there is completely free. So have a look at those. There's the technical section, I think, for the COT. There's the equivalent for the ATT too. But yeah, you can have a look at those. Okay then, so in summary for this episode, you should definitely learn how to use Google operators. Have a mess and play with each resource that we've talked about in this episode to the extent it's relevant to the area of tax that you work in. And take advantage of and learn how to use the find functionality within your web browser. So legislation, in terms of the resources there, you have the legislation.gov.uk website, and make sure that what you're reading is the latest version of the legislation, or at least the legislation that's relevant to the year that you're dealing with. In terms of HMRC guidance, you have their manuals, so you have the page that has a list of all their manuals that you can use, and you have their other guidance like VAT notices, but avoid the generic gov.uk guidance. You can do a search through HMRC's homepage. You can find under documents, then under guidance regulation, then under see all guidance regulation, you can do a search where you can find all the guidance that's relevant to what it is that you're looking for. In terms of case law, you have websites for each of the courts, and you can find the decisions and transcripts on that website to the extent that they are published. And you have Bailey too, which is a good resource. In terms of other guidance, there's lots out there, but the ones that come to mind for me anyway in terms of good ones are the Ross Martin website, COT website, and the ATT website. All links mentioned throughout this episode can be found in the show notes for this episode at thetaxprofessionalspodcast.com/TTPPAT. TTPPAT just stands for the Tax Professionals Podcast Episode 80. The show notes include a link to the Tax Research Masterclass, and the next one of those is in September of this year. So if you're interested in really becoming good at doing tax research and finding an answer to any tax question, using the resource we've talked about in this episode better, then definitely take a look at that. Other links that will be in the show notes include links to the Google Operators video that I've got, and also other tax research related podcast episodes. But if you enjoyed this episode, make sure you don't miss out on any future episodes by heading on over to thetaxprofessionalspodcast.com/subscribe to sign up for email notifications. Episodes are bi-weekly and are released on Mondays. But that's it for this episode. I hope you found the episode useful and have taken away some useful points to help you to progress, develop, and improve your tax career. Until next time.